I'm Katie.
Hi, I'm Kate, and welcome to our podcast. Last week we talked about some social media stuff, some stuff going on in the news, YouTube feed things, just kind of an introduction to our podcast.
Yeah, and it was super fun. So this week we're going to be telling you guys our specific YouTube stories, which is pretty exciting because they're fun.
Yeah, it's fun to listen to other people's YouTube stories. This week for me has been kind of tough. I was super sick at the beginning of the week. Even when I was really sick, I still, like, kept going and doing all the things that I needed to do. So I didn't really, like, take a break and just get better. And so I was dealing with that all week. And yesterday I finally, like, took the whole day off and just recovered. And so today's been a lot better for me. And I'm glad this week is over.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Yeah, this week's been kind of a ride for me. Like Tuesday, I thought it was Thursday the whole entire day. And so when I got home and I was like, oh yeah, tomorrow's Friday. And my roommate looked at me and was like, what? And I was like, oh my gosh, tomorrow's Wednesday, isn't it? And she's like, yes. And it was a nightmare because I have a film project due and my film didn't turn out. And I have to figure out what to do with it. And that's kind of nerve wracking. Mm-hmm. But I did start a new TV show. Which is on the BBC Channel 4 called, My Mad Fat Diary.
You started watching
it. Yeah, I started watching. I don't produce, I don't write or produce it, but I wish. No, but it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Seriously, go watch it if you can. And yeah, but that was basically my week.
Good.
Just vague amounts of stress, a lot of confusion, and then, like, one high point.
Friday.
Yes, so it's finally Friday, and I'm really excited.
Cool. So, I guess I'll start with my YouTube story.
Definitely, go for it.
Let's see. So, before I, like, really got into YouTube, I'd heard about it, and I'd watch, like, viral videos if my friend told me about a video that I should go watch, or I'd watch, like, music videos, or, like, cat videos, whatever. So I wasn't really into, like, the YouTube scene thing. So I was bored one night between my freshman and sophomore year of high school one summer night. I was really bored and I decided I didn't want to watch a Doctor Who episode and I was really into Doctor Who. So I decided to look up videos about Doctor Who and I found a video by, the infamous Charlie Was So Cool-like. And it was just talking about Doctor Who, and I thought he was adorable, and he had, like, red hair, and he talked about Doctor Who. So I spent the entire night watching Charlie Is So Cool Like videos. Then the next night, I spent the entire night watching Alex Day, and I got into that, like, whole, like, British boy, cute boy, like, community, you know? Alex Day.
I like how you think that's a community. Just cute British boys on YouTube.
I feel like it should be. I view from afar because I couldn't join. But, so I got into mainly, like, Charlie's so cool, like,
cute, like, Charlie is so cute,
so like. Liam Dryden, Alex Day, Ed Plant, I loved Ed Plant for a long time. Michael
Aranda,
yeah.
Who's American.
Yeah, like, he is American, but he was friends with them, you know? So I got into that whole group, and just did that for a really long time, just watched their videos, then got an account, at the beginning, like, January of 2011 was when I first got my account. Continue just watching people, finding people. I eventually, like, found the Vlogbrothers, obviously, and, like, a lot of different people. And then through the Vlogbrothers, I actually, like, they were kind of big into, like, promoting, and I think they still are. I don't really know. I don't watch them, but big into, like, promoting, like, smaller YouTubers. So then I found, like, oh, there's, like, smaller YouTubers. Like, oh, there's, like, people just starting out, like, making videos, like, all of this stuff. And I was, like, and what happened was I was like, I realized, oh my gosh, people make YouTube videos, like normal people, not just cute British boys. And so I looked back at Liam Dryden's first videos. And I think I talked about this a lot on the last podcast, but I, like, watched his first videos and they were, like, so awkward, so, like, kind of boring, honestly, but, like, I was like, oh, I could do that. Like, my videos are going to be boring and awkward, but that's where everyone starts. So I made my first YouTube video in June. I think it was, like, June 14th. I looked it up. June 14th, 2011 was my very first YouTube video, and it was a review on Midnight in Paris by, was that Wes Anderson or Woody Allen?
That was Woody Allen.
Sorry. And then I put that on the internet, on the YouTube, and it was scary, and it was boring, and it was in black and white, because I wanted to be artsy and whatever. I know. And so I did that, and my second video was also in black and white, and then I stopped that forever, which was great. A good decision. And I started doing videos. I actually, like, uploaded very often. I was very into it for that first, like, for that summer, basically. And, which was also a big summer because I transferred high schools. Like, we moved states.
Wow.
I went to fashion camp. Worst decision of my life.
Wait, there's something that exists in the world that's called fashion camp?
Fashion camp. It wasn't actually fashion camp. This has nothing to do with YouTube, but
anyway, I want to hear the story.
It wasn't called fashion camp. I took a class in fashion merchandise. And it was awful. And the girls were really snobby. I hung out with the video game developer course guys because they were just so cool. And that's when they introduced me to My Drunk Kitchen. And I, like, fell in love with her.
Oh, she's a beast.
And I watched Dr. Horrible again. That was my second time seeing it, but I, like, didn't really recognize. Like, I didn't really, like, realize, because I was a lot younger.
That it was such a big deal.
I didn't realize it was amazing, and it was the best thing ever made. Oh, my God. So that happened that summer. It was a big summer. A lot of stuff going on. I made YouTube videos. I went into my junior year doing YouTube videos. I started watching a lot of small YouTubers who had, like, you know, like, 12 views, like, 50 views on their videos. And I started talking to them. I started making friends. And it was definitely helpful at the beginning of my junior year because I had transferred schools. And so I didn't have a lot of friends at my new school. So I was like, hey, I can have friends online and I can Skype with them and all of that stuff. And actually, I haven't really talked to anyone about this, but I guess I'm going to share it on YouTube. There was a guy that I met on YouTube who was from England. And we started talking a lot. Skyping a lot, but he was actually a very, not a very good person, and so it kind of turned into, like, him being really, like, emotionally, like, abusive.
Toward you?
Towards me.
Like, yeah. Over Skype?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. It was a very hard situation, So I blocked him from every single social media website and haven't talked to him, haven't seen his videos ever since.
Wow.
But
is it terrible that I really want to, I mean, I don't want to do it on the podcast, but maybe after I really want to look it up and see who this guy
is. If I can find him again, I don't even remember.
Yeah, I would love to.
I feel like I'm kind of, like, an innocent person, I find the good in people a lot, so I don't see, like, the bad, so I kind of, like, I let him in and I shouldn't have, and I thought I was just being nice, but it wasn't a good situation. So, watch out for that, kids. Yeah. It can happen, and it sucks. But,
wait a second.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me the people I meet on the internet that I want to be friends with may not necessarily be good people?
I know, it's
what?
Surprising.
The entire world and not every single person is good?
Yes.
Shocking.
I know.
I am... What? I'm out.
It's funny how you're sarcastic about that. Cause, oh, man.
Yeah, I imagine it was not a great situation.
So, basically, once that was over, I was good. I had a lot of other friends, so I kind of confided in them. And it was good. I made a lot of other really good friends. And actually, like, one friend, I still talk to him kind of semi-often, which is good. We're not really friends in real life. He's far away, so yeah. We can't really talk to him, like, see him, but I have talked to him. Actually, we have met up once, which was really cool.
That's
I got
so cool.
That opportunity to do that. So, I made some really good friends who I actually don't talk to. I talked to that one guy, kind of, but that's about it. No one else I really talked to.
Aww.
It was going really well.
And so did you continue to make videos throughout your junior year then?
I continued to make videos for probably until, consistently, probably until almost the end of my junior year. I kind of stopped towards the end. And that's when I was, actually, I kind of stopped at the beginning of the next year. So that was, January 2012, I'm going to say, I guess.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped making videos consistently. I did continue to make videos. I made some short films. I was just doing bigger videos, but on a lot less videos.
Yeah.
So that was good. I kind of still try and do some videos, not very often. So, but by that time I was watching so many YouTube videos. I was spending probably 3 or 4 hours a day just watching YouTube videos. And I really I enjoy YouTube. I think it's great. But one thing that I noticed was that I'd kind of just zone out watching these videos, and then I feel like I would waste 3 or 4 hours of my life not paying attention to what's going on, kind of just not really
background noise.
Yeah, not really engaging my brain. So then I noticed that I had my grades had declined a little bit. Like I wasn't thinking as sharply or as intellectually as I used to. So I stopped watching YouTube videos. I'm still subscribed. I still have my channel. I'm still subscribed to all these people. I still follow some of them on Twitter and Instagram. So I feel like I know these people, these YouTubers that I used to watch, and I kind of see how they're doing once in a while, see what's going on.
Like old friends.
Yeah, old friends. And then I came to college and I was like, cool, I'm going to be a film major. I'm going to do, film or whatever. Make, movies. I don't know. And then I met Katie.
And the world ended.
And everything paused. Oh, it was just a rip. There were angels singing.
What can I say?
She, levitated into the sky.
I have that effect on people.
Just kidding. we had dinner together. Man, it sounds like we're a lesbian couple. Sorry, it's great. We had dinner with a bunch of people, and she mentioned something about YouTube, probably, and I was like, whoa, I used to be huge into YouTube. Let's discuss it. And she told me about all this stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah, when I was in YouTube, this happened, blah, 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 blah. We just started talking about YouTube. We were there for probably 2 hours.
Yeah, it was
at the dining hall. And then I was like, I actually kind of and it's not that I lost respect for YouTubers, but I just, it didn't have a very great, view in my mind.
Right. Yeah. I sort of realized that it wasn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then here was this person who was like, this is my whole life. And it kind of brought that back a little bit.
It brought that spark back. And I've been watching more YouTube videos, not as much as I was, which is good. So I feel like I'm at a healthy place with YouTube.
My relationship with YouTube is stable.
Mm-hmm. It is stable, which is hard to say for a lot of people. I really don't watch a lot of videos. I watch a lot more films and TV shows actually a lot, but I do watch a lot more YouTube videos than when I completely stopped. And it's good to kind of see some more of the creative YouTube videos. I loved when Katie and I would, when we were first hanging out, we'd she would talk about a YouTuber and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I love that YouTuber. We would talk about it. Cause when I used to watch them,
right.
But I never had anyone to talk to about these YouTubers that I used to watch. And she'd be like, oh, do you know Kick the PJ? And I'm like, I love Kick the PJ or PJ the Kick. I forget which one is which.
Both. His main channel is Kick the PJ.
Okay, good. So we would just talk about these YouTubers that I used to watch, that she probably still watches. Not that, It's not that I'm like better than her. I just don't watch it anymore.
You just aren't around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my YouTube story, I guess.
Aww.
It's kind of long.
That's cool that you had, like, this opportunity, like, you, like, we're doing this big summer change, mm-hmm. and then you found this website, and then as soon as, like, you were at a better place, you realized, like, oh, I don't need the website anymore, mm-hmm. and, but you still, like, have, you know, like, it still matters, which
yeah.
is cool, because I think a lot of the stigma with the internet is, like, oh, it's just a fad. And, like, that proves it, I think. It's like, no, it's not really just a fad. Like, I found it. It helped me. Started to hurt me, as anything that is real and tangible would. I went away from it, and then I came back to it, you know, little by little. And now you're at a better place with it. Just like anything in the real world. And I think that says really good things about
the
website and what it can do.
I didn't really, like, I never really thought about it like that, which is kind of cool that I get to talk about it again, that I get to look back at this and see what impact it had on my life. So yeah, it was great. And one thing I didn't mention before, but that I was just thinking about is I did struggle a lot when I was making videos. I did struggle a lot with viewers, with like, oh, I want a lot of people to see my videos, but you know, you never like when you're smaller and you aren't as dedicated and you're not putting a lot of time into it and you like want that viewership. It's really hard.
Yep.
So that also that gets to you a lot, I think, when you're doing YouTube videos. So, and now I feel like I've kind of gotten over that, which is good, because I'm kind of just like, I think it's because also, like, what I'm learning about in school is that I'm learning that, you know, maybe not a lot of people will see this, but it's mine, and it's my art,
basically. And I made it, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Definitely. I definitely, when I was making YouTube videos, struggled with that constantly. I mean, I still look at my Twitter every day to see if I've gone up followers. Like, mm-hmm. and I still look at my YouTube views on old videos to see if other people are watching them. And it's like, it's a really bad habit to sort of get into.
It is. As long, if you could, like, let go of that,
yeah,
then everything would be great. But it's really hard. You really, not a lot of people can let go of that.
That's definitely probably one of the most toxic things about the website.
Mm-hmm.
I started making YouTube videos, like, my freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. But my YouTube story goes way farther back than that. If you want to get into that.
Yes.
Okay. So, basically, I found out about YouTube pretty much as soon as it, like, went live. Like, as soon as it was out of beta, like, I heard about it because it was Christmas Day, and all the cousins got to sleep over at my grandma's house. And my cousin Logan was on the computer, and he was watching all of these videos by, like, Weird Al and, like, all these guys, and I was mortified because I was just like this tiny little girl, like probably a sixth grader, like didn't know what he was watching, didn't want to be a part of it. But he's like, no, you got to come here. You got to watch this. And I was like, okay. So the first YouTube video I ever saw was shoes. And I will put a link at the bottom of the post to that video. Most of you probably seen it. I just don't know you've seen it. But I saw that and I was like, oh, I'm never coming back. Like, this is weird. But then I was also like, I would like singing it the next day. Like, we all went bowling and like the whole time we were bowling, I was singing shoes and I was like, this is the worst. And so I got addicted and I was like, oh, definitely. I'm gonna check out what this website's about. And, so I did and I got an account and I lost all the information to the account and I can't remember what it's called. Probably something stupid. And, I'd, like, left it for a little while. Then in, like, seventh grade, I found Fred.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. Fred. And I fell in love with Fred, as embarrassing as it is. I was just like, I have to see this dude. And I watched every single Fred video in, like, two afternoons. It was horrible. It was my friend Miranda. She might be listening to the podcast. Hi, Miranda. She's, like, my sister. She found Fred, and she was like, have you heard of this guy, Fred? And I was like, what? And she's like, oh, you got to check it out on YouTube. And I was like, hey, I know YouTube. And I fell in love. And then I saw, like, Nigahiga and Smosh, and I saw Boxy, and I, like, started getting, like, really into internet culture. And so I, like, was looking at memes. I found out what 4chan was.
Oh, that's...
In seventh grade, of all things. And But I was in love because it was so funny and I was laughing so much. Because Fred is funny. Like, as tragic as Fred also is, it's really funny. And Nigahiga was hilarious. He's doing, like, those how-to videos still. And they were great and incredible. And I was sharing them with my friends. And after that, it was just sort of a downward, like, spiral into YouTube culture. And I found the Vlogbrothers. I found Michael Buckley of What the Buck because... In seventh grade, I was also a gigantic Jonas Brothers fan.
Yes.
I'm still a Jonas Brothers fan. I will be a Jonas Brothers fan for the rest of my life. And he was, like, talking about them on his YouTube channel and, like, doing updates and talking about, like, Miley Cyrus and, like, Disney Channel shows. And I was like, what? Like, people are, like, doing news-style pieces on, like, the things I love. And so I subscribed to Michael Buckley.
It's so funny to think about, like, Michael Buckley as, like, so he's, like, what, this 20, or late 20s, early 30s-year-old guy?
Yeah.
At this time, maybe?
Probably at this time, yeah.
And he's talking about Disney Channel stars. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's like, I need those little kids to be watching, like, those little 13-year-old
girls. Oh, he knew, because that's exactly what I was a 13-year-old girl on YouTube, which is... still, like, one of the main demographics today, you know, 13 to 17 year old girls. Mm-hmm. And so I was, like, right there. Like, I was just in love with it. And I subscribed to the Jonas Brothers channel. And then I, like, I don't know. I watched Michael Buckley and only Michael Buckley for, like, a year. And then in 2008, YouTube Live happened. And it was the first time YouTube had ever done a live streaming event. And I freaked out because I heard Michael Buckley was going to be there. And so I was like, I like ignored all of my friends. I like told my parents, like, you can't talk to me. Like, I'm not going to come to dinner tonight. Like, I'm going to watch YouTube Live. And they were like, we don't know what you're talking about. But okay, sweetie, sure, fine, do whatever you want. And the show opened with Katy Perry. And so I was like, what? She's not a YouTuber. And she just said, like, hey, everybody, please welcome Bo Burnham. And Bo Burnham started the show. And suddenly I realized there was this whole world of YouTube that I had just never paid attention to and didn't know. And so I immediately went and I subscribed to Bo Burnham. And I watched, like, most of his videos. I think he only had, like, New Math and a couple other ones up at the time. So it wasn't like a huge back catalog, but I like watched him. And then I watched all these other viral videos that I hadn't seen. And I subscribed to all these different YouTubers and I found out about Cassim G.
Gosh, Cassim G.
And so I went down that YouTube side. And so I found Phil DeFranco. I found Jay Carl. I found Nice Peter, like all these guys from that show. And then Dax Flame, and he was most people's YouTube inspiration, I feel like. Yeah. He wasn't mine because I just missed that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was not watching enough YouTube, but to anybody who was probably older than I was around the same time, like, he was the dude. Mm-hmm. And, like, Lonely Girl 15, like, I just found out about all this stuff, and so, and Community Channel, I mean, I could go on and on. And so YouTube Live happened, and I was like, I need to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And so... from that point, it was just, like, I watched probably, like, you're saying, like, 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I probably watched closer to 8 hours of YouTube video a day. And it was horrible. It was so bad for me. But, you know, I liked school and I had good friends, but I couldn't really go out because I didn't have a car. And, like, my parents worked. And I had a computer and I had my own room. So I'd just sit in my room and, like, I wasn't idle while I was doing it. Like, that was the big thing was, like, I learned to do a bunch of stuff, or I'd clean my room, or, like, I was doing lots of other things while I was watching YouTube videos, so it was never, like, a problem for me. But I realized when I got to high school, like, oh my gosh, you watch so much YouTube. But I felt like I was a part of all these families. And then, so I, like, kind of talked to people about it, like, a little bit. And then I met a couple friends, and they were like, let's start our own channel. Like, you clearly love this. I like it. Like, let's do this. And so we did, and it was called Rapidly Walking Strangers. So it's like youtube.com/RWS. I don't know if that link is still available. I think one of us might have taken the account down. Maybe it's not. Maybe go look. And it was great. We did it for, like, 2 months, and I was Wednesday, and so we would do theme weeks, and everybody had a day, and you had to upload your video that day about that theme, and, like, it was right around Christmas, so we did, like, a whole Christmas week, and it was super fun, and, like, I loved those people that I did Rapidly Walking Strangers with, and, like, we had signs, and we got a news article written about us in the paper. They took a screen cap from one of my videos, and they put that in the paper, and that's when stuff kind of went not okay, because my brother saw it and was like, what, my sister's making YouTube videos? And I was like, no, I'm not. No, I promise I'm not. And I, like, got home, and, like, the article, like, with my face and my quote had been ripped out of the paper and was just sitting on the counter. And my parents had seen it, and they were just like, no, YouTube. Like, you are too young to be putting yourself on the internet. And I was just like, I just denied it. I pretty much just lied the whole time. I was like, I'm not. What are you talking about? Like, that's not me. Like, because it's in black and white, and I had, like, a hood up, so it could have not been me, but it was me. And I just totally denied it, and then I got really sad, so I just, like, basically the channel fell apart after that, and I just went back to, like, watching some YouTube videos, and that's when I got into, like, the whole smaller community scene, and so I found people like Adorian Deck and Gen X Pen and Troy Sivan and, like, these people who didn't have a ton of subscribers, and I just, like, watched their videos and, like, saw their blog TV shows, and then I started making YouTube friends, you know, and we'd talk with them on Skype, and it was so cool, but, like, I saw that they were all still making videos, and they were getting bigger and bigger, and, like, it just made me so sad, because I, like, knew I couldn't make videos, and if I did, I was gonna have to be, like, lying to my family about it, and I didn't want to do that again, and so I just, like, left YouTube, and it was really sad, and I, like, because I loved, like, by that time I was watching daily vlogs, so I was watching, like, Shay Carl, and I really felt like I was a part of the family, and I was watching Charles Trippy, and this is, like, before he and Allie were, like, married, and, like, you know, right after their engagement that went viral, that's how I found them, and I just was, like, I can't believe, like, I feel like I have to leave these families.
Yeah. Did you watch Daily Grace,
too? No, I didn't. I didn't do any of that. Like, it was still what you'd call YouTube first gen.
Okay.
And so I left, and then I came back my junior year. And suddenly there was Alfie Days and Marcus Butler and all these, like, new people. And I had no idea what had happened. Like, I'd never heard of Tyler. I knew Tyler Oakley was making videos, but I hadn't really cared. And suddenly, like, he was the hottest shit on YouTube. And he still is. And for good reason. He's fantastic. But, like, I felt like I'd missed this whole gap. And I saw all of these people that I'd watched and some of the people I'd been friends with were suddenly mega stars, basically, on YouTube. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I could have been a part of that window, you know? I could have been making videos and done what they're doing, and maybe not to the levels that they were doing it, but God, that was YouTube Prime, and I missed it. Mm-hmm. And I just felt crushed, because, like, that was my adolescence, was with these people. And that was, you know, that's when your brain is starting to get all shaped and stuff. And so I just was like, well, I'm going to go back, because I loved it. It was never toxic. Like, I ended up spending, like, a lot of time on it, but it wasn't toxic. Like, I was really happy for, like, the first time. And, like, when I wasn't, like, on YouTube, like, I joined the tennis team at my high school, and it sucked, and I hated it. And, like, I was doing nothing, and I felt like I was doing nothing. And I was like, this is the worst. So, like, my senior year, I started watching Blimey Cow, and I got, like, back into it. You would love them, by the way.
Yeah,
and then I was just like, well, YouTube's a thing I'm going to do. And then I was realizing I had to go to college, and I had to pick a major, and I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I obviously like the internet. Like, I had a Twitter and stuff, and I was like, I'm good at it. And I had a Tumblr, and I was good at that. And I was like, well, you can't, like, do anything. I'm going to do film. Mm-hmm. Like, because clearly I want to be in an industry like that, but I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I met you, Kate, and you were like, I like YouTube. Because, like, by that point, I was starting to really get back into it. And I was like, yeah, nope, this is my life. This is what I love. And I started watching a lot of British YouTubers, like Ben Cook, and just all of them. They're all so good. Yeah. Jack and Finn, like everybody I mentioned, like, last podcast. And I was like, nope, this is a thing I'm going to do. And, like, now it's my goal to, like, work for YouTube and, like, help content creators and do my own stuff. And then now I'm starting to get too busy to really do anything with videos, which sucks because I would love to improve. Because mine were shit. My first videos are all still up, and they're all crappy.
Yep, like unlike mine that are all private, you're never gonna watch that ever. Katie got the luxury of watching like two.
I did. I got the luxury of watching some videos today. Oh, they're not that bad.
I'm so awkward.
But like, but that's the thing is like, I'd love to start crafting that skill again. Mm-hmm. But I would love to talk about YouTube more because it was such a huge part of my life. And I feel like it's time to start really reflecting on it and seeing how, like, how it functions with who I am now. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And that's really it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think like, and what we're not trying to say, like, cause with our stories, there were obviously some like hard things, some negative, a little bit of negative things about
definitely.
YouTube. But we're not saying that, like, YouTube is
no, bad, it's obviously. The best thing yeah, that ever happened to me.
It gives, like, I feel like what it does is, especially, like, when I was in high school, like, I feel like I didn't fit in really with, like, the jocks or, like, the brainiacs. I was pretty involved in, like, music and stuff and theater, but, like, I felt like my sense of community, I couldn't find it in high school. And that's why, honestly, like, I was not a huge fan of high school.
Yeah.
But I could find that community in YouTube. And it gave me more, like, of a, I don't want to say existence, but, like, that was, like, who I...
Like, sort of a purpose. Like yeah, I'm here for this community.
Yeah. So that was, like, I think that's a great place. I feel like it's a great outlet for kids, especially in high school. Like, it's a great place to go to if, you know, if you're not going towards, like, the bad parts of the internet. But I think it is a great place for, like, high schoolers to find, you
definitely.
Know, who to give themselves a purpose.
Yeah.
If they can't find it in high school, because high school can sometimes do that to people. It can make you feel like an outcast.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I was what you would call the brainiacs, because I did something called IB, or International Baccalaureate, and I made amazing friends. Mm-hmm. And I love those guys still so much, but... Like, definitely, my lowest time in high school was when I didn't have this outlet. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Adorian Deck, like, I watched him go through all of high school. And then I watched him go through college on YouTube. And that was perfect, because it was like, here's this kid who is just living life, who is showing me what I could be doing. And so when I didn't have that, it was horrible. And so I that's why I love YouTube so much, is, like, anyone, any age can share anything at any time. Mm-hmm. And other people can see that and they can learn from it too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so powerful. And I think YouTube's headed in that direction now, like, especially in the education field. Mm-hmm. And, like, and I just love it so much.
I like how I think YouTube was at a low point for a while with, like, the big people getting bigger, smaller people getting smaller, like, this huge gap or just... not at, like the content that was being created was more like, oh, let's just go like over to like the way dumb level, like
yeah.
dumb humor, which is
like
fine,
the tagging bullshit. Oh, I hate all of the stupid Alex Day started the first tagging game on YouTube.
Yeah, Alex Day, the survey.
Nariman.
Yeah.
The survey. And it has gotten out of hand.
It has. But I think now people are realizing what's going on,
yeah.
and they're starting to make a change, which is really awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. YouTube dark ages. It's so weird also that we're in, like, generation two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, coming back and seeing that, like, oh, yeah, here's Jack and Finn Harries, here's Marcus Butler, like,
huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Never heard of him in my life, and I was like... Yeah. At one point in my life, it was my business to know who was who and what was what on the internet. Mm-hmm. And then I came back, and I was like, what happened? Oh, my God. Who are you people?
I remember seeing Marcus Butler a long time ago, and he was like, hello, or whatever.
Hello.
And I was like, who is this kid? Like, I really don't
want to
watch
him. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Yeah.
And then he was, like, huge. And I'm like, wait, how is this?
The world cared. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, I paid no attention to this guy, and now he's, like, ginormous.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And he's great. He is
funny. Oh, yeah, he is great.
It took me a really long time to be okay with him, though, because I was like, No. Alex and Charlie are the British YouTubers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not that we're not trying to put down people. We're just saying,
no,
like, that's not our generation.
Yeah.
And especially, like, now, like, I think, when was it? I feel like it was a couple days ago. Katie was, like, mentioning some people. And I was like, wait, who are these YouTubers?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? And Katie's like, that's the next generation.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's already next generation, and it's been, like, what? Like, 3 years?
Yeah.
2 years?
YouTube's been around 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
We're already on, it feels like, new generations.
Yeah. It feels like
Ray William Johnson is not in the same category with Marcus Butler. Ray William Johnson is YouTube old news.
Really?
It's sort of the feeling.
I know.
I think he's still making stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, when you think of Nice Peter and Philip DeFranco and Niga Higa and Fred and all those guys, you think, oh, Gen 1. Mm-hmm. And then you see, like, Marcus Butler, and you go, oh, yeah, Gen 2.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you hear these new guys, you know.
Gen 3.
O2L. So they're, like, I will show you them. Like, Connor Franta is, like, basically their front runner. Mm-hmm. I feel really bad saying that, but he basically is. Mm-hmm. Gen 3. Absolutely without a doubt.
So weird.
Bringing up the next generation of content creators. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm just like, oh, my God, did I miss my window? But at the same time, I'm also, like,
there's always going to be.
How does this website work?
Yeah, like, I know.
I don't understand.
It's so confusing, but it's crazy. It's, I feel like we're like the late 50s, 60-year-olds of this, of like,
almost,
this generation.
Yeah.
You know, like, because,
Our 40s, like.
Maybe our 40s. Yeah. Yeah, late 40s, 50s. But like, it's just, it's crazy. It's like life, like, crunched down. Like,
yeah.
It goes so fast.
It's
so crazy to think about. Oh, mind-blowing.
It's crazy to think about the little, Charlie from Charlie Bit My Finger.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Is able to speak and communicate, and he is aware of his own viral video now, and he's old enough to understand it, and that idea scares me so much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are our YouTube stories. I think we're going to take a little break, because that's a lot.
We are. We threw a lot at you guys.
Yeah. And so, Kate and I also like other internet websites.
Mm-hmm. My favorite website right now is BuzzFeed, and I'm obsessed with it. I love it so much. And I was looking through it, and we decided to do a quiz, and that's going to be our challenge for this week.
Yes.
Because we want all of you to take this quiz that we're going to take right now. And it's on BuzzFeed. We'll link to it, in the description. It's, which Joss Whedon heroine are you?
Definitely. Like Kate said earlier, you know, Dr. Horrible was a big part of her YouTube life. It was a big part of mine. I mean, I know it wasn't on YouTube, but it was definitely in that growing up period. So it's kind of a cute little aside.
Yeah, seriously. I love Joss Whedon. He's my favorite person. Okay. I'm a film major. And people are always like, oh, who's your favorite director? And they're like, oh, Quentin Tarantino, and like all of these like big people like that are very like, I mean, I'm not saying that Quentin Tarantino is like avant-garde, but like there are a lot of like avant-garde people that everyone's like, oh, I like this. I like this guy. And I'm like, my favorite director is Joss Whedon because he does cool shit. Like, I love Joss Whedon so much. Sorry, that was a really long talk about Joss Whedon.
No, you're fine. It's totally good. So we're going to start taking this quiz.
Mm-hmm.
We'll lead you through a couple of the questions, and we'll give you our answers. And then we want to hear from you guys what your answers are.
Yeah.
So let's get into this really fast.
I already took this quiz, so I know who
definitely.
I am.
I'm going to run through it really fast. Okay. I won't read all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday night. Where are you? I am studying. You're smarter
really?
Than people think.
I mean, you guys can look at, like, all the options. I was hanging out with friends, staying in with friends. That's definitely where I'm at.
All right, you're at a bar and some guy buys you a drink. You, I don't know what I do. Probably leave.
It doesn't happen often, so I don't know.
Politely accept and then ignore him.
I would accept and strike up the conversation because I'm very, like, I'd probably start, like, asking him really, like, major questions, because that's what I do.
Alright, let's see. Your BFF calls you at 3 a.m. sobbing. What do you do? The first thing I read is, don't pick up too much drama.
I feel like it's definitely you, Katie.
Probably me.
Yeah, I would say calm them down a little bit and then have them call you back in the morning.
Good.
Yes.
It just had us pick our favorite movies,
flick.
So I picked the whole Harry Potter series.
That's funny. I picked Breakfast at Tiffany's, honestly. I like Breakfast at Tiffany's a little bit more than Harry Potter, I guess. I don't know. Pick a dress?
Anything with pockets.
That's what I said, too.
Well, yeah, you need pockets.
You
the fact that
pockets.
Dresses aren't made with pockets is some of the dumbest crap in the world. It makes me so mad. All right, so I got my results, and do you want to read it?
Yeah, so Katie is Cordelia Chase from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I love Cordelia. I think she's great. It says, you're fiery and opinionated bombshell, and you have no time to waste on being overly diplomatic.
Seriously, so, the world is ending like every other day.
Yep, that's true. I feel like that's kind of you.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably me. Yeah, I don't really have time to waste, and like, I just take things as they come at me, and I try and plan ahead as much as I can, but...
That's good.
Otherwise, what did you get?
I got Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Who I am. I'm Buffy Summers, which is crazy because I was like, oh, I'm not Buffy Summers. Like, I don't think I'm Buffy Summers. Whatever. But I took it again, like the next day. So I've taken it twice, basically. But I was like, no, I'm definitely not Buffy. So I like took it again, and I got Buffy Summers again. And I tried to change up my answers a little bit, like be like, okay, I can like thinking things through. Like this is more me, but I guess I'm Buffy.
So BuzzFeed doesn't lie.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Those quizzes are I love those
100% pinpoint accuracy.
They are so accurate, it's ridiculous. Except one quiz, I was like, where are you actually, like, what state are you actually from? Is that from Nebraska?
Okay, it said I'm from Wyoming, so yeah. Don't even.
That one was dumb. Don't do that one, but whatever. So, we're both from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yay!
Which is great, because I love that show. But yeah, that was our podcast.
That was our podcast.
I feel like we fit a lot in a short amount of time.
That was so, so much. I am so sorry, you guys. Yeah. But... of course, you can re-listen to it if you want to get everything.
Always. Please re-listen to it.
Also, we would love to hear from you guys, because seriously, like, when I say you guys, I feel like I need to make a side note here and say, my friends and family who are listening, because I know that's the only people who are listening right now. Yeah. So we would love to hear from you. I'm going to put the link to the BuzzFeed quiz in the description. All of everything that we talked about that you need to access, all of our social networking websites, anything that you need to get to talk to us will be in the description.
Mm-hmm. On our Tumblr as well.
Yes, on our Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can find us pretty much anywhere. Mm-hmm. So... please do that, because we would love to hear from you, and we would love to hear which Buffy heroine you are.
Please, not Buffy, Joss Whedon heroine.
Oh, just...
it's not all Buffy, that's just true. So you know.
Which Joss Whedon heroine you are. Thank you for correcting me. So send those in to us, let us know, and... Yeah,
I hope you guys have a great week.
Yes.
And just talk to us. Seriously, we just want to talk to people.
Definitely. Remember, if we like your stories enough, we'll invite you on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You can be on our podcast with us. What up?
It'd
be so cool.
All right. That's it for me.
I
have been Katie.
I am Kate, and I will always be Kate.
And I will stop existing when this ends, and we will see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.